Hallelujah. Stand to your feet and let's pray. Father, we thank you so much. Those outside, please come in. I can find people walking this way. Please come in. Father, we bless you. We ask for power. We ask for your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take your seat and put off the fan for me. Please put the fan off for me. Right. So everybody should sit down. George, please make sure that everybody is in. Nobody should go out. One chair, one bottles. One chair, one bottles. There are a lot of chairs here. Come and sit down. Hallelujah. And nobody should go out to say it's going to wee wee because I gave you enough break to wee wee. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. Matthew 5 verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. How many of you understood the session we had? Hey! Hey! Come on, look for a place to sit. How many of you understood the session we had? That you don't have to lose your taste, your flavor, by mixing yourself. Hey! Let's off you go out. You can't even say you are sorry. Go out. They beg. They should come and apologize to the church. Come and tell the whole church you are sorry for talking during preaching. This way, chocolate drink. Take them picture. I'll put it on Facebook. Take them picture. Pose. Do like this. Hey. Do like this. Pose well. You go into the Facebook. All right, talkatives during preaching. Go and throw the water away. Conference, we don't drink water in sachet. You drink bottled water. This is conference. It's not a Sunday service. Fakotu abontin. Hey, Abeka. Abeka, mu have you. This is conference. Everybody say conference. Conference, the one your parents have been going, they said they are going for a conference. We are doing some. Amen. Amen. In this session, I want to give you examples of people who didn't value themselves and they became useless. You see, for God, if God wants you to do something and you don't do that thing, you become useless to him. And there are a lot of... Calm down a bit. I didn't know born to say funeral this thing that we are doing live band. We won't pay you to, but you are playing it like that. In RME, they taught you that the reason God created man... Hey! This boy, you are tempting me. You are tempting me. Have I not said in this thing that everybody should sit on one chair? Come on, move and go. Stand up from one person should sit here. Come on, move and go. And you are the one talking. Let me see that two people are sitting on one chair. You see what I'll do to you. The reason God created... Don't worry. This is the conference. I'm not worried, though. Kai. It's my church. The reason God created man... it's so now. I didn't know. The way the Gary and no more so to say. I bet two or year more. I've been drinking water. I've been watching him. The reason God created man was for man to serve God. Is that not what they told you in RME? Now, when you fail to do the reason. Oh, let me do this before I preach. We have a number of books at the back. Put your hands together for Jesus. Okay. These are books written by prophets. Okay. And we have reduced the books drastically. If you have 10 Ghana cedis, you can get a book. 10 Ghana. Why are you not clapping? 10 Ghana cedis. You can get a book. This one is called Church Planting. Everybody say Church Planting. Say Church Planting. Yeah. As a member of this church, you must have a book written by your pastor. How much is this one? 30. 10 Ghana cedis. Clap for Jesus. 10 Ghana cedis. Church Planting. Everybody say, those who leave you. Say, I don't know if I've been hearing prophets say, those who leave you, those who accuse you, those who forget, those, all of them have reduced all to 10 Ghana cedis. Put your hands together. If you have money, you want to buy, come, clap for him. God bless you. God, you are buying two or one. You buy two. God bless you. What and what do you like? No, give him, bring if you love the Lord. Bring if you love the Lord. Come inside. Bring if you love the Lord. Chama, hurry up. Don't waste my preaching time. Those who leave you, hold it. Start here. I'll give you another one. Then we have another one. Read your Bible, pray every day. 10 Ghana cedis, I'll reduce it. You need this one. Pastor Peter said you need it. Yes, add it to it. Read your Bible. And God, this boy will be great. This boy, he will be great. Yeah. Some of you, you have the money. You don't want to buy a book. You want to go and buy popcorn and sausages. Say, many are called. Who is buying this one? Many are called. 10 Ghana cedis. Come. I'm not selling books. I'm just introducing the book. Say, many are called. Yeah, this is one of the books that changed my life. Many are called. Then we have you to bring books for me to advertise. You have brought me few books. Meanwhile, all the titles are with you there. Oh, Ghana must go. One of you is a devil. I reduce it to 10 Ghana cedis. One of you is a devil. If you read this book, you'll be able to recognize devils. 10 Ghana. If after this place you don't buy, then know that you can't buy again. Oh, the money is here. If you have the money, no, you just come and pick a title. How to pray. Everybody say, how to pray. 10 Ghana cedis. 10 Ghana. They say, come and buy. Stand up. They say, come and. They say, come and collect how to pray. Where's the money? They say, collect the money. Bring the money. Now, mom is covered. So, Benjibu. Pastor Peter is. Pastor. Thank you very much. How to pray. Clap for her. Clap. Abeka, I'm watching you. Amp. Which one are you buying? Which of the title? Amplify. Let me give you one that will help you. Pastor Peter, choose. Sweet influence. Pastor Peter says sweet influence will help you. Sweet influence of the Holy Spirit. May you be anointed in Jesus' name. Hold it. All the people who bought the book, when we go on break, bring it. I'll autograph the book for you. I want somebody to buy this one. Spiritual dangers. Spiritual dangers. Formula for humility. Who is taking it? Wafa. Mami Sky. Miss Sky. If you bring something, I'll give you change. Ever say losing. Say losing. Suffering. Sacrificing. And dying. You are buying it. Collect it. You are buying two. Which one are we giving here? Hey. This book is 15 Ghana cedis, but I'm giving it to you 10 Ghana. Collect. It's called The Art of Leadership. Art of Leadership. You won't get it anywhere. I've reduced it. 15. High sense. Bra. Baranto barabaya. Many are called. May you be a missionary's wife. A missionary's wife. A missionary's wife. Yes. Arakutaraba. If you love the Lord. Amplify your ministry with miracles and manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Who is taking it? You owe me. I owe you. Uh-huh. Seven great principles. Hey, if you don't have this book, thank you. Thank you. Karabasarabaya. Sha! This book. Name it. Name. I've seen you hold it tense. Are the titles finished at the back? But this boy that you have brought to come and sell the books, he's not selling. Those who are ignorant. Do you know ignorant? Have you seen the word over there? I fight against ignorance in my life by reading books. If you have this book, ignorance is living your life. I said, ignorance is living your life. Who is coming for it? No, I'm advertising only one title. I like this book. Others. I went to preach on this book, Others. Everybody say Others. Say Others. Who is coming for it? Others. Others. 10 Ghana. I've reduced all to 10 Ghana cities. Yeah. Testers and partakers. Hey. I'd wanted our conference to be testers and partakers. I've changed my mind. I'll take it to another church. Those who pretend. Ever say those who pretend. Those who accuse you. Dora, you can make it. Ever say Dora. This one, I'm selling it to a lady. If you're a guy, I won't sell it for you. A lady. Daughter, you can make it. 10 Ghana, come. 10 Ghana, Jesus. May you make it in your life in Jesus' name. Uh-huh, you make it. You that they've sent you to come and sell the book. As I'm even doing, they've sent you to come and stand by me. You know, I should finish and collect the money and come and give it to you. It's okay. I'll preach. Forgiveness made easy. The children, nobody offend them. Forgiveness, dear. Forgiveness made easy. Somebody has done something to you that's paying you power. You want to know how to forgive the person. Come for this one. Forgiveness made easy. You want to exchange. No, this one is good. Keep this one. No, keep it. Abraham. You are buying it for your mother. Your mother, dear. You can buy some for your father. Those who are ignorant. What are you buying? I should select for you. Select for you. Spiritual danger. This book. Collect your money. You say thank you. That you came, you were. Why? Clap for Jesus. People that became useless to God. There were people in the Bible that God was expecting them to become useful. And they ended up being useless. Good for nothing. He said, you are the salt of the earth. If the salt lose its savor, wherein shall it be salted? How can we make it salt again? Sit up, sit up. Everybody sit up. Sit up. Wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing. And the question we are asking ourselves is, am I good for nothing? You become good for nothing when you don't do what God wants you to do. May you never become good for nothing. Yeah. Yeah. The first person who became good for nothing, the story of the man who was given one talent. His master was traveling. Matthew 25, verse 30. His master was traveling and his master gave talent to all of them. And he was given one talent. And Bible said that he dug the earth and he put the talent there. God has given you a talent. I said Matthew 25 verse 30. 30. I'm speaking Spanish. 30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant. Anything that is not profitable, it means that that thing runs at a loss. You are a liability. Thank you very much, a business student. It means that you have exerted your energy in unprofitable ventures. Is that not how people say it?
Yeah.
Cast ye the unprofitable servant. The master was traveling. Hey,
look at me.
The master was traveling and he gave all of them talent. As we are sitting down here, God has blessed every one of you with talents. Every one of you have talent. But many of you don't want to use your talent. And some of you also use your talent. You use it at the wrong place. You will not dance in church. But you last time, you went to dance at Mr. Dixon's funeral. Mr. Dixon, who died. You went to dance at his funeral. And the people in the area, they started sprinkling 5 Ghana cedis on you. And they were giving you fans. You have become useful at Mr. Dixon's funeral, but you have become useless, unprofitable in God's house. Yes, this guy, the master gave him a talent. What is your talent? Your talent is singing. You will not sing. Your school graduation, you have tied cloth and you are leading the choir. Your school graduation. When it comes to church, you look like somebody who can never sing. Yes. You are becoming unprofitable to God. But our story is changing. Oh, I'm not feeling the vibe. I say our story is changing. Yeah. Cast you the unprofitable servant into outer darkness where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yes. Whatever talent God has given you, every one of us here, we have talent. There is something God has blessed you with. Either you can sing, you can dance, you can act drama, you can do something. Everybody can do something. Everybody can do something. Look, in God's house, there is no rubbish bin. There is no baller in God's house. Everybody is useful. God has blessed everybody. Don't let God regret. Don't let him regret. He looks at you and he says, I've regretted for creating you. Never. You become useless. There's a lot of movement. Anybody crying, they should make them stop crying. You become useless. He's here. The boy who's crying, he's here. They should take him out to go and collect fresh air. Yeah. The unprofitable servant. When we say you are unprofitable, you see, we are expecting profit on you. The reason your parents are, take him out. The reason your parents are paying school fees for you is because they want profit. Yes. That is why when you become a weed smoker, it pains your father. All the money he has paid, it has gone waste. Charlie, you are a good dancer. Where is the other lady who danced? That Beckham dances star. If I have dollar and can, I'll give you some, but I don't have. I'll spread on you. Oh, pray for me that I'll get money. And next time when I dance, I'll do you show. Do you show? Yeah. She's using her talent in God's house. Yeah. You go and dance in your school. And the boys will be giving you fans. You like the way the boys are giving you fans at school more than at church. Yes. So the first person who became useless is the unprofitable servant. May you not be an unprofitable servant. Oh, may you never be an unprofitable servant. May you be a servant with a profit. Profit. We should get profit. Look for that scripture for me. It says that your profiting may appear. That your profiting may appear. I think it is in Timothy or something like that. That you said, give thyself wholly. Give thyself wholly. That your profiting may appear. May your prophet appear. I said, may your prophet appear. Somebody should help their children over there. They have gone to put on the tap. Somebody should help them. Yeah.
It's okay. It's children's conference, so anything can happen. Yeah. Number two. The story of the men who were giving a pound each also teaches us the lesson that you should not be good for nothing. Luke chapter 19 and verse 13. Luke 19, verse 13. He said, and he called his 10 servants and delivered unto them 10 pounds. 10 pounds. And said unto them, Occupy till I come. As I'm saying Luke 19, verse 13, you are doing Luke 19, verse 10. When I speak here, it's difficult to hear at the control room. Then it's a sign of deafness. Any spirit of deafness at the back, I cast it out. Any spirit that is not making the people at the back hear well, I cast it out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I've healed another mad woman. She was going. Madness has caught her, and I brought her back. You are healed in Jesus' name. I'm performing miracles in this conference. I raised one dead person. Raise him up from the dead. I'm a miracle worker. When they are writing my biography, they should write that I raised the dead and I healed one mad woman. All in Abekan Church. And then those at the back, I healed somebody who couldn't hear well. Now he can hear. The scripture has come. And he called his 10 servants. You see, you are part of the 10 servants God has called. Every one of you are part of the 10 servants. And delivered them 10 pounds. And he said to them, occupy till I come. Next one, quickly. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. Some of you have despised what God has given you. Yeah, you have despised it. You have despised it. God can make somebody dance, but me, I can't dance. Me, all I can do is that I can sing. Hey! When I step at the back there, you know that my name is Emmanuel Kolite Koli. When I step at the back there. Verse 15, quickly. Verse 15. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, and then he commanded this servant to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. God is expecting you to gain something. To gain something. Trade with what he has given you. Trade with it. Yeah. There are people who are good at dancing. There are people who have been dancing all the time. Some of you can dance, but I don't know you can dance. Yes, because you don't want to dance. You are afraid people will laugh at you. If you are now learning how to dance, still will laugh. But a small girl who came to stand here, we were laughing at her. But she's dancing. God is expecting you to trade. Some of you don't want to sing. You are shy. Because if you sing, you sing off key. Your key will go off. Yeah. I've not told you my story before. When we were in JHS, one of our juniors died. When we were 2 weeks to our BEC, one of our juniors died. He went to swim at CP, the CP place, and he got drowned. And they went. We were supposed to bury him at his hometown in Mepe. Do you know Mepe? It's in Volta region. Yes. So we didn't have a school choir, and now they were now trying to put the school choir together. And so you come for auditioning. So our music teacher, Mr. Lai, he sits down there with the organ. Then you come and sing. Through all the changing scenes of life, in trouble and in joy, the presence of my God shall still my heart and tongue employ. That boy, yeah, they are jealous of my gift. So this person stand. They say, "Oh, your voice is tenor. Stand here." Then your voice is soprano. Stand here. Another one. They when it was my turn, then the teacher said that, Yima, your voice is not on the keyboard. Oh, everybody say, oh, look at how I've sang nicely. The teacher said my voice was not on the keyboard. My classmate that day, they laughed. Ah, hey, me to those days, I was too know. Oh, the whole school, everybody know me. Hey, if you pass here, hey, voice, when you pass here, voice, oh, I didn't say anything. Ever say, I didn't say anything. Say, no problem. So every day, I see that they rehearse. Every day, they rehearse towards the funeral. So only the choir will go for the funeral. So they were supposed to go for the funeral on Saturday. So me, because I knew I wasn't going for the funeral, I went for all night. Friday, I went for night. We're praying. Maraba, sorobo, siyabaraba. Church all night too. Then I was there. Then one of my classmates, who was part of the pool going for the choir, the funeral, he called me. He said, oh, Yima, come. I said, what's the problem? He said, oh, the funeral, no, I can't go. I have running stomach. So I'm come to tell you to replace me. I said, wow. What a good news. Because already I want to go for the funeral. So I said, so if you are ready, you can join them. Oh, sharp. I left there all night. It was around 4 o'clock. I went to iron my uniform. When the bus came, I entered. I didn't make noise. But if I make noise, they'll remove me. I sat there at the back. The funeral, the car moved. When the car moved, I know that no. The reason for going is to go and know Mepe. I don't know the place. It's not the choir safe, which is my problem. But to excursion to go out of Accra, keke. Then Mr. Lai doesn't want me to go. I said, no problem. But right now, I had the chance to go. Now, listen to the good news. When we got to the Mepe place, the people started the funeral before we got there. So when we got there, they said, oh, the school people are here. They will sing. Guess who? The MC will give the microphone to who are. He has given the microphone to me. Hey, it is my turn to shine. And listen, me, when I was, my classmates, they were afraid of me. So you, a junior, who are you to come and collect the mic? So Mr. Lai was plugging the piano. So he raised his head. Who was holding the mic? Ayima. Oh, I said, today I'll cut my album. Today I'll cut my album. The stones the builders rejected. I said, today, I saw that Mr. Lai was giving me signs. So I give the microphone to comfort. Give the microphone to comfort. I said, oh, boy, today, I'm cutting album. I'm cutting my album. Hey, through all the changing seasons of life, in trouble and in joy, the praise. So I asked, we're singing, then the funeral people, Stevie, oh, maybe I knew that I was cutting album. The man was playing. He was playing. I was singing off key. I said, today, I will punish you. Next time you are doing auditioning, you should know, you should consider me. Consider me, hold me. The praise. Oh, when I finished the thing, I started another. I started again. And he was playing. And it's a funeral. It's funeral. Everybody is sad. You see? So my classmate, they frown. Everybody thought they were sad about the boy who has died. They were sad about the song I was burning. The praises of my God shall stir my heart and plug. Then I do Mr. Lai's sign. It's like, let's take it again. Through all the changing seasons. You know, sing. In trouble and in joy. Praise this. Oh, don't wake her up. I say, cut her. Oh, my employ. Then we're done. I give the microphone back to the MC. Look, we went to the cemetery. When we went to the cemetery, nobody said anything. You can't say anything. Me, I have led a song. We are come to talk. When we came back, they said, "Vas Kenke, we ate." They said, "We're going back to Accra." I sat in the car. The car was quiet. Up to today, nobody raised that topic. Hey, my classmate, they were afraid of me. I said, my classmate, they fear me. When I was in school, they fear me. They, hey, I used to beat. Me, I don't fight. Though. I beat people. Hey, I beat. Hey, one, the girl that they said she would sing. Hey, she used to wear glasses. I break the glasses. Her father was a policeman. He would come to the school, come and do shege. I said, oh, boy. Oh, boy, crap. Hey, that day, Mr. Lai insulted me. Eh? Foolish boy. Come on, icho. Come on, fite, fite, la, la. As he was insulting me, nobody could laugh. Who are you to laugh? The stones the builders rejected. The stones the builders rejected. I cut album. I cut a real album. Yeah. So if God has given you a voice, use it. Use it. Nobody will say anything. Don't be an unprofitable servant. Never. Go to verse 20 for me. Go to verse 20. Yeah. Look, if you are singing in the church, sing in the church. And he said, another came and said, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I've kept laid up in a napkin. This is one of the scriptures that gives Jesus broken heart. I've put your talent is in a napkin. If you keep something for the Lord, you are keeping it in a napkin. Yeah. Some of you, your talent, you are keeping it in a napkin. Yeah, you are not using it. God is not happy with you, young boys and girls. You don't want to do anything. You just bath and come here and go. Yeah, you are keeping it in napkin. Number 3, the story of the prodigal son teaches us about a son who was good for nothing. The prodigal son. Everybody say the prodigal son. Luke chapter 15, verse 14. The prodigal son. That guy. Say, that guy. That. He said, when he has spent all, there arose a mighty famine. By all means, you spend all. By all means. That boy, he's an example of a useless boy. Yeah. Number one, your father has not died yet. You are looking for properties. Divide the goose that falleth to me. This man, the son, they are not Ghanaians. Ghana, you are telling your father to divide his property and give it to you. The man is still around. He's taking iron tablet. Even last week, he went to run up and down Pedriase. Down, the man is doing trotting and jogging. You say he should divide his property. Obumo, it beat you. I'm not an uncle. I'm a reverend minister. Please, take a picture for me. We are putting it on Facebook. Those who sleep at church. She thought because she has bought the book already, she can sleep. Are you there? He said, and when he has spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. This boy, I'm sure they advised him. Bible said that he spent his money with riotous living. Give me NLT version of this thing. You don't have NLT? Yeah. Riotous living with prostitutes. Yeah. Prostitutes. Useless boy. This is an example of a foolish boy. A good for nothing boy. Then after he has spent everything, he came back to the house. Bible says, when he came to his senses, look for that scripture. There will be a time you have to come back to your senses. That is when your brain must work. Yeah. Usually when you are in the state of foolishness, your brain is on vacation. It's called mental vacation. Yeah. You can't get this. He said, when he came back to himself, that's what they said. When he came back to himself, and when he came back to his senses, at the point your brain will work. Yeah. When you are in the, that's why poor people, they look wise. Poor people, they have proverbs and things. Poverty has a way of making you intelligent. And he came back to himself. He came back. Ni huan baniso. Is that how they say it in tree? Ni huan baniso. Like, me yet this year, why am I eating with pigs? Some of you have gotten to a stage where you are about to eat with pigs. Yeah. Pigs. Don't join yourself with people. Otherwise, you eat with pigs.
Yeah. You have started disrespecting your parents. You have started disrespecting your father. May you not eat with pigs. Yeah. Prodigal son. Do you know the meaning of the word prodigal? It means wasteful child. Wasteful child, prodigal son. Wasteful, a child who wastes things. Waste. Some of you at your age, you use one tin of milk to prepare soakings. You are a wasteful child. They give you food that the fish is small. You get angry and pour the food into the rubbish bin. And then all your mother could say is, I'll beat you. No, not in my house. My house, we don't announce the beating. We beat. Do you understand what I'm like? We don't announce the beating. Like, I'll beat you. No. Before you see, you are being beaten. Hey, we don't announce it. A beating that we announce is not likely to take place. Have you heard your mother? When I get there, you see, she will never get there. That's how she does. She's announcing it. Announcing peace. Proclaiming news of happiness. That I got raised. So these people, you see, when we are singing, we have to prompt them to play. But they are sitting there. I got raised. Oh, this one, we've stopped singing them all. How lovely are the mountains at the feet of them who reign good news. It's not a worship song. Good news. And now sing peace, proclaiming news of happiness. They don't know this song. Agare, oh, agare, 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 he raised, agare, ah, this is the time I'm coming to cut my album, agare. Let's start from the beginning. How lovely are the mountains at the feet of them who bring good news, announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness. Da God. When we get to Agare, we jump. Agare. Let's go. Agare. Everybody must jump. Agare. 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 Oh. You didn't come to meet these songs. These are the songs we jam with. Hey. Your house, they announce the beating. My house, nobody announce. You are there before you see. You see darkness. 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 Everywhere is dark. Yeah. We see that when you see darkness, then it reminds you of Isaiah chapter 60. Yes, arise, the light is come. He said, darkness covered the people. Gross darkness. Look for that scripture, Isaiah chapter 6. He said, verse 2 or verse 3. He said, gross darkness covered the people. Gross, you see gross darkness. Because some slap has taken place. You hear sound of good news. Sound here. Sound of good news. Shy. May you never be useless.
I don't like this. But even when I'm preaching, you don't encourage. I said, may you never be useless. Yeah. Number four. The story of the Good Samaritan teaches us about a priest and a Levite who were all good for nothing as they passed by a stricken traveler. You can help somebody you never help. You can help a priest. You can be a pastor and still be good for nothing. Luke chapter 10, verse 30. You can be a priest. A priest. Luke 10, verse 30. You can be a priest. You can be in the house of the Lord and still be useless. And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves and stripped of him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. This verse, I can go back. I can preach on it. Yeah. Jerusalem, let me talk about this one a little. Jerusalem represents the house of God. And Jericho represents the world. He said, when you stop church, you are moving from Jerusalem to Jericho. And you fall among thieves. When you stop church, those of you say you are stopping church, you don't want to come to church again. You are sad. You are depressed. At your age, you are depressed. Do you know what depression is? So when you stop going to church, when you stop following Christ, you are moving from Jerusalem to, and he said, he went down. Hey, this scripture, I can be here like 2 weeks. He went down. You begin to go down when you are done with Jesus. You don't want to serve God again. Some of you could be home for 3 weeks. You say we should come and visit you before. Hey, go back. I've heard another madman.
Go back. Kill him. It's okay now. He can see.
He fell among thieves. When you fall among thieves, the next thing that will happen is that they will rob you of your raiment. Your garment, your white garment God has given you when you gave your life to him. The devil and his agent, they will steal it from you. And they will wound you. They'll beat you. And they'll leave you half dead. I don't want to go into all this. Next one, verse 31. Verse 31, please. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. A certain priest. Oh, say a certain priest. Yeah. And he saw him. And when he saw him, he passed on the other side. No, he didn't. He said, if this is the guy, he used the other side. I'm sure you'll be thinking, and then thieves and things have come. No, me, I should go and pass there so that the man, maybe he's an armed robber. No. Yeah. But if you cannot help your neighbor, look, a lot of your classmates, they don't go to church. Help them. Help them by bringing them to church. Help them. Help them. Verse 32. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, he came. And 33. A priest and a Levite. Hallelujah. May you never be useless. Well, I said, may you never be useless. Next one. Number five. The account of the fig tree that Jesus cursed teaches us about a fig tree that was good for nothing. Mark 11, verse 13 and 14. Mark 11. Yeah. One day Jesus planted, no, he didn't plant, he saw a fig tree. Everybody say a fig tree. Sit up. Everybody sit up. We dancing stars are ready. All the dancing stars have danced already. Which one? You might not cathedral dance again. Could you say, did you bring dancing stars? Eh? Say the thing properly. Because one is coming to dance right now.
So Emmanuel Cathedral dancing star, they say, get ready, you are come to dance again. And seeing the fig tree far off, having leaves, he came. If happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of the fig was not yet. Yes? Verse 14. And Jesus answered and said, no man, so Jesus cursed the fig tree, no man eat fruit of thee thereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. Jesus is expecting fruit from you. Your inability to produce a fruit or to bear fruit. Listen, this is I'm preaching. They are not higher than you. They are not higher than you at all. If you can understand photosynthesis, you can understand this.
Yeah.
No man. Jesus cursed. Jesus cursed the fig tree. I pray for you. That may you be a tree that will be useful to God. When God comes to you, may he find fruit. This is a chair. Let him sit down. Why do you make life uncomfortable for yourself? This boy, like Agbelema Kotoku, you are putting him on you. Oh. You make life very uncomfortable for yourself, Kwara.
Yeah.
Jesus is expecting fruit from all of you. Why, church? Jesus is expecting fruit from you. J Church, God is expecting fruit. Don't disappoint God. Don't never disappoint him. Otherwise, when you disappoint him, you become good for nothing. You become useless to him. Look, in all your life, one of the persons you shouldn't be useless to is God. It's God. Like, you see, there's a way when people look at you, you can be useful to somebody, but you can be useless to another person. But in all your dealings, try and be very useful to God. Let God see you as somebody who is useful to him. May you never be useless to God. Your response to me, I feel like I'm preaching to myself. I said, may you never be useless to God. The parable of the sower, number 6. The parable of the sower who went out to sow also reveals how most seeds turn out to be good for nothing. Luke 8:5. How many of you know the story of the parable of the sower? The parable of the sower. A sower went out to sow. He sowed, and he sowed, and some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden upon, and the fowls of the earth devoured it. 6. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Moisture, you'd have heard the word moisture in school. Science, integrated science. Number 7. He said, and some fell among thorns. So 3. We are dividing the seed into 4. Only one became useful. The remaining 3 were useless. If we divide the church into 4, will you be part of the useful people? This is one of the questions you ask yourself. If we are dividing all of us here into 4 groups, only one group will be useful. Many times, only few people become useful. Either half or less than half. Like the story of the 10 virgins. In Matthew 25, he said, 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When we divide the world into 2, half is foolish. If all the presidents in the world, they come together and the half is foolish, half is wise. I don't know where some president will fall. If they bring all the headmasters together, half will be foolish and half will be wise. When they put all pastors together, half will be foolish. I'm saying when people gather, half is always foolish and half is wise. Where are you? The wise ones are those that are profitable. May you be profitable. Oh, I said, may your use for God go up. May God find you useful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. One of the things I did, last time I was somewhere, when I was in my former church, something happened. They went for a meeting, I wasn't there. And they were planning for an event, but I wasn't there. And somebody told the plan. I said, so like the event, what will I do? And so your name didn't come up. I said, don't worry. When I arrive tomorrow morning, the plan will change. He said, how? He said, I said, when I arrive tomorrow morning, if I come there, the plan will change. Oh, the morning I arrive. I wore my clerical everything. When I arrive, no, I took microphone. All the rehearsals they did, the people they said they all sat down. They were watching me. Finish the thing. I finished. I had to remove my shirt. I went home. I said, hey. I said, when I arrive, the thing, you must be useful. People must look for you. Yeah. Look, don't you? How many of you know that people take car from their junction to another junction to go and buy watch it? Meanwhile, they are watching around here. Go back. Look, there's a certain watch seller at Osu. Hey, my friend, he took me there. The woman, she doesn't have signboard. She's at some corner. Hey, the people that pack us and buy that watch. Yeah. But sometimes you'll be seeing some people too. They have nine signboard. We cater for weddings, outdoors, naming ceremony, funerals, and other occasions. Nobody called them for anything. Yeah, nice signboard. You can see, when you see the drawing of the watch, the picture of the watch, you can see that, oh, this watch, it won't be correct. Ah, watch that they sell that is too 3D. Watch it that they sell that the watch is too hygienic. Nobody like watch it the gutter. Watch it gutter. Watch it. If there's a watch here, there's a gutter here. Those are house fly. These are the watches we like. The one your mother has prepared under strict hygienic condition. Don't you see that you didn't like that watch? The watch your mother prepared. I don't you that you don't like it. How many of you, your mother has fried kelewele in the house before? That one and the one they sell by the roadside, which is nicer? The roadside one. That woman who is doing the roadside one, her spit has entered, the child has poo-poo, it has entered, flies have poo-poo inside, all of them mixed. That the one that gives it nice flavor. That's a real kelewele. The one your mother has done, she has covered it with napkin tray. How will house fly enter and shit on the thing? Huh? Yeah, that is too hygienic. Yeah. May you be useful so that people will call for you. How many of you have drank porridge? They prepare porridge in the house you have drank before. Have you not seen that it's different from the one that you Bowser cocoa is different? Because Hajia, the cocoa here is different. All the Hajia, when you look at their house, when you look in front of their house, there's always some water, pagata, be smelling. Those are the spices that make the cocoa nice. Tajame, tell me that you are into hygiene. Traho. Yeah. May your value go up. Therefore, yeah, you don't like me. I said, may your value go up. Our value is going up. I said, our value is going up. May you be valuable. Look, I'm telling you that in the house of God, then there is no baller. God can use anybody. Yes. And all of you are going to become pastors. Lady pastors. Lady reverends. Bishops. Episcopal sisters. I like what I'm preaching. Number 7. I'm ending at number 9. Then we'll have a dancing star. They will take the last session. The power of the man who came looking for fruit for 3 years and found none is another lesson about being good for nothing. Luke 13, verse 6. Luke 13, verse 6. Quickly, Luke 13, verse 6. Look at the story. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree. It's like all the fig trees are failing us. They are not bearing fruit. May you not be part of the people that will fail us. I said, may you not be part of the people that will fail us. Yeah. He will not fail. He will not fail. You will not fail. I said you will not fail. The expectation of the devil concerning your life will never come to pass. You will never fail. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Hey! A certain man came to my house. He said that he's selling some coconut, something. And in two years, I'll see coconut. I bought two. Tell me there. I bought two. I planted here. It's been 5 years. I've not seen fruit on it. Even it has not do small, so that I will say that the coconut is coming. Nothing, only leaves. One of these days I'll cut it down. Verse 7. And he said unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, this 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? Cut it down. May God never say they should cut you down. Yeah. God is seeking fruit from you. God has given you a voice. Oh. He said, use the voice to sing for me. He said, oh, no. No. Yeah. Yeah. In this conference, I'm recruiting film stars. Film stars in this church. Ah, we started film stars in our church. Last week, they add. And tomorrow, too, film stars, they will add. Church, the choir, film stars and dancing stars, it must happen. You must join one of these things. When you come to church, you came to church to work. To work. Yeah. Everybody must join something in their church. He said, for these three years, they be expect. What do you do at church? Dancing. Singing. Everybody must do something. I come seeking fruit. God is seeking fruit. Look at how I'm sweating. And I'm talking to you. Do you think I don't have anything to do? I have something to do. I left a place to come here. Nurses were waiting for me to have a lecture with them. I left them. I drove in the rain to come here. To tell you that you must be important to God. Be important to God. Never be useless. Never be part of the useless people. Never. Take yourself out. Never join the association of people who don't do anything at church. Never think it is cool to be at church and not do anything. Yes. Never. It's a bad mind to have. Very bad mind. Stop. Right now, my tempers are rising. Stop. Never do something. Do something. He said, for 3 years, the man, he said, look, when you read down in verse 8 or something, the vine dresser, he said, Lord, I beg you, let it alone this year also, till I dig around it and dunk it. The man said, I beg you, let's not cut it down. Let's give it one more year. To some of you, God is giving you one more year. Yeah. I told you the story about the boy who died in the hospital. That was last week, Tuesday. Last week in the evening. I was there. They brought him. I think he was there before I went. He was there before I went. When I got there, I saw him. I said, what is happening? They said, when they put the oxygen on him, the boy said he couldn't breathe. And the grandmother went to remove the oxygen. Grandmother. When the boy died, and they took my hospital. When you die, they said when they took the boy out, the grandmother started packing the things. One of the nurses told me that let's investigate it. I said, if the grandmother who killed her, it's okay. 7 years or 9 year old boy. He didn't know he was going to die that evening. He died. And the boy died. We just covered him. They drew away. They went to clean the bed. They brought it. Another one came to sleep on it. He there, he has crossed his leg. He was playing games. He didn't know somebody had died 2 hours ago. Yeah. Fear gripped all the people in the world. Fear gripped all of them. Yeah. Yeah. One of my nurses, he said, they went for clinicals and then they brought a certain baby, 7 months old baby. The baby died.
They just lifted him, opened the dustbin, and put it in Salada. Yeah, be here. No, be here. Be here. They just asked, what you? They said, oh, he slept on the bed and he fell. That's when he fell, blood started coming from the nose. They brought him. But if you die, do you think somebody cares about you? It's your family people who say you are a dish here to them. That place, there's no dish here. You die, you die. Follow me to work one morning. When you go, you see people gathering, crying. It's not because they couldn't pay the hospital bill. So, yes, if you can do something, do now. Yes, tomorrow morning may not meet us. You have never seen a child die before. That's why you behave like this. When children die, they don't do flyers for them. That's why you don't see it. But children also die. Children, we don't do billboard. We don't do obituary. When you die, like if you're a child, you die. If you die today is what, Saturday, God forbid. But if you die today, by Monday, we buried you. Some of you today cry, we bury you. Yes. Ah, who died? Where is George? Who died? One of my, was it last year, December? Yeah, last year, December, one of my church members died. He was coming to church. Last year, the Christmas fell on it's a Saturday. And then the following day, 26th, was a Sunday. Yes, the Saturday, Christmas Day, I did party in the church. The girl was there. I preached. The Sunday, he was coming to church. He wasn't going to club. He was coming to church. They say he fell. They fell, he fell, he fell. They sent him to the hospital. She died. When I got there, I drove there. When I got to the hospital, I said they should give me stethoscope. When I checked, she has died. I went with some pastors. When I got, I said they should remove the thing. Let me see the girl. When I removed the thing, then the pastors ran away. I put my hand on her. So she's gone. I asked the father, he said, Reverend, we'll bury her today. We buried the girl without casket. Do you know without casket? Do you know casket, coffin? They just dug the ground. It's not like they say Christmas. That Christmas that people were wearing new dresses, we were walking about. I was in a cemetery. Yeah. Do you know how they transported the girl to the cemetery? A truck was passing. They stopped the truck. Everybody got down. The family members entered, and then they held, two of them sat in the front, like they held the girl like this. They put her in some bed sheet. She has two more days to be 13 years. Don't let me say things here. So you are here, you say you don't do anything. I went there, Reverend Minister, I stood there. I said the things. I poured some dust to dust. You think safe church, I can't bury. I'm a Reverend Minister, I can bury you. One of the things I can do is I can bury people. I'll bury you right now. If I die and see. Bury you right now. I can do wedding. Some of you, when you see me, you think that, oh, children say, I can do wedding. I've done wedding before. I've officiated wedding before. You should see me, my cleric. I'm a full-blown Reverend Minister. Like the way Reverend Ben is here. Yes, I can do all the things Reverend Ben does. I can do wedding. I can do baptism. I can do funeral. I can dedicate your car. When you die, I can come and bury you. Joke with me. She died. The girl died. We buried her. I took my car. My wife and I went to Pizza Man. We're eating. Life continues. I'm telling you, when you die today, life, you better become useful to God. Do something. He said, let it alone. And this year also, some of you are letting alone this year is what you are wasting. We are in October. November, December, we have ended the year. Yeah, you have 2 months more. You better do something. You better do something. Never be useless to God. Never. I'm telling you. Hey, as for the dying, we are all going one by one. One by one. Bruh. Yeah, maybe I'll call you. Yeah. I said, my ear can't find him. We are going one by one. One by one. One. May you never be useless to God. Hey, there are people who die. I say children die. Yeah, I'm telling you, I've seen the practical. I've gone for children's funeral before. Sometimes I don't say it. Number 8. The servant who do not use their talent are unprofitable and useless to the kingdom. Matthew 25, verse 28. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to the one that has 10 talents. For unto every man that has be given, he shall have abundance.
but from him that has been taken away, even that which he has, and casting the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Unprofitable servant. Whatever you have, they will take it from you. They will take it from you. Very soon, you will not be able to sing again. Very soon, you will not be able to dance again. Some of you were very good dancers, but because you don't dance, it's taken away. Yeah. Some of you could be good lady pastors. I was telling Pastor Peter that now in our church is saying we lack lady pastors who can preach. Yeah. Most lady pastors cannot preach. Most, I'm telling you, tomorrow is Sunday. Let's call all the lady pastors and tell them that tomorrow you are preaching. You will see the chaotic atmosphere. See, they can't preach most in our churches. Meanwhile, when they are appointing them as pastors, you should see the fascinator like satellite dish. Say they can't preach. Are the dancing stars ready? No, are the dancing stars ready? Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the word. Be instant. Hey! the lady pastor said, they'll beat you. They can't beat you. They can't beat you. The lady pastor said, they can't beat you. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season. 1 Timothy 4. Preach the word. Be instant in season. Hey, hey. Yeah. 1 Timothy 4. Is it 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1 or 2 Timothy chapter 4? He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his kingdom and his appearing. Verse 2. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. That is verse 2. Then he said, exhort, rebuke, with all long suffering and doctrine. And verse 3, he said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. After their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itchy ears. Verse 4. He said, verse 4 says what? He said, and they shall turn their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. Verse 5. He says that, watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. 5, 6, 6. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Some of you, the time of your departure is at hand. Time of my departure. He said, I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Verse 7, he said, I have fought a good fight. How many of us can say you have fought a good fight? Which fight are you fighting? I have fought a good fight. I've run the, I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. He said, henceforth, there is a crown laid for me. A crown of right, which the righteous God shall give unto me. And not unto me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Yes. May you never be useless. May you never be good for nothing. And the last one, number 9, Christians who live in unrighteousness are unprofitable and useless to the kingdom. Christians. Your teacher has been pressing your breast. No, your ICT teacher, he has been pressing your breast. Your ICT teacher, Mr. Kwanza, he has been pressing your breast. Mr. Kwanza, your math teacher, Mr. Dixon, Sir Dixon, you people call them Sir Dixon. His name is Dixon. Why are you laughing? Why are you spoiling the preaching? Are you spoiling the preach? Don't live in or stop watching pornography. It will never take you anywhere. It will spoil you. Don't watch pornography. Don't masturbate. Yes. You are pulling your penis. You are pulling your penis. Why? One day it will tear. A bit. You know all the worldly music.
Yeah.
When we talk about King Paluta, King Paluta, No, I know my church.
Yeah.
You know all the song. Last time you were arguing with somebody, Stone Boy and Shatta. Who sings better? But Shatta Wale, that the voice is like a generator that is sport. He that you are supporting. Yediaba. Stone Boy has brought a new one. JJJ. You know it already. You know that one already. Yeah. You know the JJJ, that song, you know it already. It came recently, you know it already.
Yeah.
But when we start singing in the church, to praise the Lord, oh my soul. That one, you don't know it. Up to now, you don't know the words. Up to now, that song has been in the season. You don't know that one. But the JJJ song, you know, it's like Stone Boy consulted you before he composed the song. You are the one who wrote the words for him. We are not becoming useless. Oh, I said we are not becoming useless. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right, put your hands together and let's welcome the dancing stars from Abeka to give us one song. Dancing stars. Hey, where are they? Abeka dance sister to the stage. I give you my praises. Love you amazing. Shine it back at your lady. Thank God we made it.
See blessing. Hey, if I step to the top, that is where you need to give me Baba God, you be boss. Boss, blessed with the flow.
It's my cause.